Freedom from unforgiveness. This truth will set me free from unforgiveness. I am recognizing who I am now in Christ, my new identity, and live accordingly, recognizing that my old nature is dead. So I am telling myself who I really am now in Christ, a forgiver. Christ, the forgiver, lives in me. Therefore, I walk in forgiveness. Now Christ is my life. I am acting according to who I really am now, in Christ, loving and forgiving, just as Christ has loved and forgiven me. I'm getting off the destructive, wide road of unforgiveness and bitterness and going to the road of righteousness for His name's sake through forgiveness. I live in the spirit of life and peace. I speak the truth in love and grow to become in every respect mature in Christ. Since I have been raised with Christ, I set my heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, where forgiveness, mercy, and grace are abundant. I set my mind on the things above, not on earthly things like hurt, anger, resentment, unforgiveness, negative thoughts toward others or myself. For I died, and those things are not who I am now. My life is now hidden with Christ in God. Now Christ is my life. So then, just as I received Christ Jesus as Lord, I continue to live my life in Him. I believe with my heart and confess with my mouth what God says concerning every issue in my life. I am going to be constantly renewed in the attitude of my mind and put on my new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. I'm rejecting all falsity, and I'm done with it now. I'm absolutely must put off falsehood by speaking truthfully. I will not be angry and sin. I will not let the sun go down on my wrath, nor will I give place to the devil. I give no opportunity to him. Let him who has stolen from me steal no longer. I will not let foul, polluting, evil, unwholesome, or worthless talk ever come out of my mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others, and what is good for building others up, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those who hear it. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom I am sealed for the day of redemption. I will not be bitter or angry. I put away all evil speaking from myself with all malice, spite, or ill will of any kind. I choose to be useful, helpful, and kind to others, tender-hearted, compassionate, and understanding, forgiving, readily and freely, even as God in Christ forgave me. Because I am in Christ and am a new creation, the old me has gone and the new me is here. Now I walk and live in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then I will be certainly not gratifying the cravings and desires of my flesh and hold a grudge. For the desires of my flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against my flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep me from doing the things I want to do. The fruit of the Spirit in me is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. I have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires because I now live in the Spirit and also walk in the Spirit. My conduct is controlled by the Spirit. Therefore, I will forgive others their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. I am slow to anger, abounding in love, through Jesus in me. I cover over offense and seek love. I do not repeat the matter and cause separation because I keep no record of wrongs. I walk in God's love so that I am never quick to take offense. Because the Lord has freely forgiven me from all my sins, I freely forgive others. Since I've been forgiven much, I love much. I'm extremely grateful because His love is better than life and has covered over a multitude of sins. So I gladly forgive and cover over the sins of others. I release all judgment I have held against anyone because I am guilty of the same things. God, I realize how much grace you have given me, and I desire to walk in the Holy Spirit's power, love, and sound mind, along with his peace, joy, and righteousness. Rather than miss out on your grace, defile myself, and be tormented through an unforgiving and bitter spirit, I will walk in your glory and overlook offense. Let your grace and peace be mine in abundance through the knowledge of you and of Jesus, your Son and my Lord. I'm taking a stand as a forgiver. Your word, Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word gives light into my eyes that I might see clearly how people around me are hurting and bound up. It's your word that shows me the real situation and keeps me free from offense. I cover an offense by seeking love. Your word will always fill my heart with love and compassion. I am obedient to God's word and I love God. Therefore, I cannot hate or detest anyone. I forgive others, Lord, for they do not know what they are doing. They are bound up by unclean spirits, which are causing them to be out of control and not in their right mind. They are deceived and blind. They are unable to make good decisions or react in good ways. I must love others, even my enemies, and do good to them, bless them, and pray for them. So, Lord, show me ways to love others, do good to them, bless them, and abundantly, and pray specifically for them to bring them out of darkness and into the marvelous light of Jesus. I bless those who hurt me, Lord, with a heart full of God's love and forgiveness. I bless my enemies, Lord, to be full of the joy of the Lord and live at perfect peace with a mind stayed on you, Lord. If I love those who love me, and if I do good to those who do good to me, and if I lend to those from whom I hope to receive back, what credit is that to me? For even sinners do the same. I do what is right because I listen to the Spirit and follow Him. As I do these things, I will be known as a child of the Most High. I am kind to the unthankful and evil. I'll be merciful just as my Father also is merciful. I do not judge others, so I shall not be judged. I don't condemn others, so I shall not be condemned. I forgive everyone, and I will be forgiven. I give, and it will be given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into my lap. For with the same measure that I use, it will be measured back to me. Can the blind lead the blind? Will we not both fall into a pit? I must first remove the plank of unforgiveness, judgment, and condemnation from my eye, and then I will be able to see clearly to help others remove those same specks out of their eyes. I have forgiven for mine and others' sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for I am not ignorant of his devices through unforgiveness. I will not put a curse on me or others through unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is an enemy to my soul. I forgive others' offenses, and their offenses are forgiven. If I do not forgive their offenses, they are retained. I will be a forgiver and release others from all offenses. God demonstrated his own love for me in this. While I was still sinning, Christ died for me. Therefore, I demonstrate God's love toward others who are still sinning. Jesus told me, in him I have peace and forgiveness, and that in the world I will have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustrations. I am being of good cheer because he, the forgiver, is in me and has overcome the unforgiveness and offense of the world. The Holy Spirit is in me and is greater than he, the offender, who is in the world coming against me. I sow forgiveness generously and reap it generously. I don't give forgiveness grudgingly, reluctantly, or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful forgiver. God is able to bless me abundantly with a forgiving spirit, so that in all things, at all times, having all the forgiveness I need, I will abound in every good work to forgive. I confess my sins of unforgiveness toward others, that I may be healed. My prayers of forgiveness as the righteousness of in Christ are powerful and effective. I do not conceal sins of unforgiveness, because then I will not prosper. I quickly confess, renounce, and forsake unforgiveness and obtain mercy. As God's chosen, holy, and dearly loved, I always clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I bear with and forgive others. I forgive as the Lord forgave me, unconditionally. And over all these virtues, I put on love, which binds me and others together in perfect unity.